for me, that was incredibly gratifying because, you know, that's patient advocacy for who we are.
Right.
And it's a direct reflection of Winslow and the team and what they're doing here. So.
Here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9. Here in the new physical fitness studio, it's really a studio because you're doing body stuff here, but they, you may have a better term for that.
Yeah, sure. So good morning. It's Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. So we're a 2,500 square foot facility. It used to be a Bank of America. So literally a bank with a vault and all that fun stuff. We gutted it out, raised the ceilings. And like you just said, it's completely fresh and new. And we have all the appropriate physical therapy equipment to help you get better. The only thing that's still here from the bank is the vault.
And we'll get into that, that's for sure. So, yeah, so we just started, and Chris Carenti, I didn't even welcome you yet officially, but Chris, thank you for doing this.
Well, thanks for having us, appreciate it.
Great, and Winslow Woodacre, thank you for doing this.
Hey everybody, I'm Winslow Woodacre, and I'm the physical therapist here.
And so you're the guy that actually does some of the stuff.
All the hands-on
things. Not that you don't.
No, you're absolutely right. He does the important stuff. Yeah.
So physical therapy, we'll get into that, but you're here in Franklin using an old bank to do fitness and balance and therapy. How did that come to be? Because I understand this is a franchise, so... Yep. You had an idea and then said, let's leverage that and bring it here.
Yeah, sure. I think I probably want to take a little bit of a step back. So for me personally, I've worked for a number of big companies in the Boston market. I work for Gillette, I work for Staples, and then I actually work for Panera Bread. And I did a lot of different things in helping businesses grow. I either fixed businesses, I started businesses, or I grew them. And then I got to a stage in my life where I said, I'd love to get more involved in the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And this opportunity was shared with me, and I took a hard look at it, and it checked a lot of the boxes I was looking for. The types of boxes I was looking for was becoming part of the local community and helping them in a service I thought was really important. An opportunity to work with a great team. And, you know, I think to really make a difference. And I'm not sure if there's anything that's more tangible than physical therapy, because you see people coming in and they can be struggling for a few different reasons, and we're given the opportunity to help them get better. So we're really pleased with Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. It's spelled FYZICAL. It's spelled different because we are a little different.
And that, I think, is part of that brand concept, truly.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 600 plus locations across the country. There's just a few here in Massachusetts. We're growing here in Massachusetts. And what I really like about this model is we're locally owned and operated. So we run this business the way that we want to run it. But what physical corporate does for us as a franchise, they help us with the branding. They help us with negotiating some of the equipment and some of the software. But what they also do is they help us from an educational standpoint, in the sense of if we see an outlier patient, something that's really unique that you just normally don't see any given day, we have the ability to reach out to them, and they have these subject matter experts that we can lean into, and they'll give us some insight through whether it's their 600 plus locations or this is all that some of the folks do. So there's an orthopedic specialist, there's a balance specialist, there's a pelvic specialist, there's a neurologic specialist. So it's a really good resource for us to leverage, but at the same time, we're local.
Right.
We're allowed to approach this business, work with the local community the way that we want to, while getting the benefit of all their expertise.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a bench behind you. If you need to go there, you can go there.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. So you do the actual stuff, and that can vary. So there's more technical terms than stuff, but...
Yeah, so I've been in physical therapy for 12 years now, since 2013 when I got my doctorate. And I've worked primarily in an orthopedic setting, fixing hurt knees for a variety of reasons, if it's an ACL, total knee replacement, shoulders, necks, backs, you name it, I've done it. I've also had an interest in balance my whole life, coming full circle now to physical therapy and balance centers. I'm working a lot with those patients that are struggling to walk down the street, do their community integration, go to the local market, walk up the steps into their house, and that kind of thing. So here at Physical, we're able to use some of our special equipment to make those patients feel comfortable. And when I say special equipment, we have an overhead harness system that allows people to be, quote, fall free, from a sense that if they were to fall and I push them to a point where they do fall, the harness catches them. And that's been giving everybody a very big sense of confidence.
A level of comfort in terms of trying to get in. And can I do this? How do I do this? I don't want to fall. Well, you've got the structure to prevent that.
Yeah, and it's pretty interesting because when you think about what is balance therapy, right? What is the need for it? You know, Winslow can speak to this also, but it can come from a few different places. It can come because you have vertigo. It could be because you have muscular challenges, a little bit of neurology, things along those lines where it's sensory. If you see people shuffling on the floor, they have to feel the floor. So there's all different reasons why you might need balance therapy. And I think the beauty of what we do here is, and I hear Winslow doing it every single day, is the types of questions he's asking our patients to fully understand and assess, why are you having balance issues? And then based off of the assessment, and Winslow just spoke to it, we have the ability to leverage some different types of equipment so that we treat you appropriately. I think one of the best stories I can share is we had a patient come in not too long ago. He's come in for a number of sessions, and his spouse, his wife, actually noticed the difference he's having at home and how he's getting around and things along those lines. The best part of this is he leaves here tired sometimes because he says, from a treatment perspective, I'm able to do things I've never been able to do from a physical therapy perspective before. But you guys can push me and I have no fear of falling.
Right.
Well, the downstream implication of that is he's more mobile at home. And not only is he noticing, but his spouse is noticing too. So it's been very, very gratifying. It's great. And it's all the hard work that I think Winslow does day in and day out with each one of our patients.
And it plays to one of the concepts that I've been using is content in context. Because if you see something and you start fixing it, but without fully understanding the system around it, and clearly the body is a system or system of systems because the elbow does things differently than the shoulders, etc. But that's what you're attempting to get at from the individual. How did they do this? What are they doing? How are they doing it? And then apply whatever's necessary to that.
Exactly. We want to make things functional. I think that's a big word that is going around in physical therapy, is everything needs to be functionally based. So if you look at the elbow and you can't pick up a bag of groceries, it's not just the elbow that's doing that. It's the shoulder. Like you said, the whole system needs to work in unison to do that task. But it's the tasks that are so important to everybody.
Yeah. I love this one that we had a patient, one of our first patients that came in, and I heard Winslow talking to the patient and understanding what the situation was, but he was also speaking to her about what her goals were. And she says, well, I spend half the year here in the Franklin area, and the other half of the year I spend down in Florida. And when I'm in Florida, I love to walk along the beach.
Right.
I'm struggling to walk along the beach right now. I'm having all kinds of balance issues and things along those lines. So from a goal perspective, I want to get back to walking on the beach. So I think the conversations that Winslow has in understanding not only what is functionally going on with you, but what do you aspire to getting back to, or what are you looking to achieve? And then how do we create a plan that matches that? Is something that's pretty special.
Right, and we can get into the plan a little bit because clearly there's some cost to this, but from my understanding, a lot of it is covered by whatever the medical insurance coverages provide support for.
Yeah, everybody's insurance is a little bit different. So what we typically do with patients is have them give our give us their insurance information, and then we would verify their benefits, because some people might have a copay, some people are paying towards deductibles, and everybody's plan's a little bit different, but this is an outpatient physical therapy setting, and it is covered under most insurance plans.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest questions we hear from folks is, you know, does my insurance cover this? And, mm-hmm. and the short answer is almost always. But we have to go through that verification of benefits. Sure. And then the other question we get is, do you take all insurances? And we take the vast majority of insurances. Either we've already been, it's called credentialing, where we're aligned with our insurance company, or we're in the process of getting credentialed with them. But our intention is to take all the most popular insurances, you know, Medicare, Aetna, Cigna,
Blue Cross Blue Shield,
and the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're looking to address everything. So our addressable market here is almost everyone. I can't say everyone, but our goal is to address the vast majority of the community out here.
Yeah, because you're trying to provide that service. You want to make it easy, and thereby you're playing in the space that it's there.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing about that is, you know, our patient range is pretty big. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first opened, it was definitely more the senior community because there was a lot of pent-up demand for the balance therapy.
Yep.
And when they came in and they saw how we address it through our harness system, word started getting out. And we started getting phone calls of people coming in. And then as time went on, we started seeing other patients coming in for more orthopedic and things along those lines. Mm-hmm. To just recently, we've had some patients come in that are more in the teenage years. So, I mean, the diversity of range that we have right now is growing pretty quickly, especially when you consider we've only been open for 5 weeks.
Right.
So we're off to a good start, but that's due to the team that's here. I mean, how Winslow approaches the patients, how our front desk member is really welcoming people and making sure that they're comfortable and helping them understand their insurance and making sure when they're getting ready to leave that we did everything we possibly could and that they're in good shape. Do they need a hand getting to their car? Because it's the little things that matter just mm-hmm. as much as the big things.
Sure. Yeah, at least knowing the demographics for Franklin, clearly the senior population, which you're already starting to serve, is a growing population. But we also have a heavy youth population, a lot of youth sports, which unfortunately from time to time may create an injury as well. And thereby there's an opportunity for getting them back so that they can perform again.
And that's what really makes it fun for me, because I get to see people along the spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. We get to see somebody that just competed at a national tournament, and then we get to see their grandparent in the same day, maybe even the same couple hours. And that's super exciting for me, because all of those things are important, mm-hmm. right? Being on the sidelines is as important as being in the game, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think... Unfortunately, injuries do not discriminate.
It can
happen at any age, any gender, any person, anything. So, it's going to come in different forms and fashions. And I think the ability for us here to have range to mm-hmm. address a lot of those, and I don't want to overstate that we can address everything, but we have a pretty big range where we do a lot in the orthopedic side. Once again, we do a lot in balance therapy. We do a lot in neurology and neurological. It gives us a pretty big range, but if we don't have the ability to do it, we'll reach out and we'll see if we can find someone that will help you mm-hmm. because that's part of the service that we're looking to do here in this local
right.
community.
Well, and you're still relatively new here. You can build some of those connections with other similar providers so to have that kind of, oh, John Doe, Jane Doe, go there,
100%.
And they can provide this for you because we can't.
Right. It's a great network, 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we think about how we're going out and raising awareness right now, it's not only I call it one-to-one, where we're educating the end user that comes in, which is the patient, but we're also working with the doctor community, the physician community. Mm-hmm. So we're out visiting a lot of different physicians, whether they're orthopedic, neurology, ear, nose, and throat, your general practitioner. We're educating all of them. And I think one of the most gratifying moments was last Thursday. We heard from a patient who had to get a referral from the doctor, and the doctor said, oh yeah, I heard about those guys, the physical therapy and balance centers, Franklin. I hear they're doing great work. So for us, it put a huge smile on our mm-hmm. face, but you know, and I was talking to Winslow about it, and I says, you know, this is all because of the work that he's doing.
Right.
So so that's one part. So we're working with the patients directly and educating around Facebook and our signage, but then we're working with the doctors, but we're also working with local communities,
right.
such as the senior centers. The Franklin Senior Center here is amazing, and they have an amazing team there.
Yeah,
but we've also gone to the Bellingham Senior Center, the Plainville Senior Center, Rentham Senior Center, and the response has been fantastic, mm-hmm. where all of those locations have come back and said, there's a real need.
Right.
But it's not only a need in the sense of addressing it or understanding it, it's how you approach it. And when they hear, and actually some of these senior centers have come to our facility and they've seen the harness system, they said, oh no, this is exactly what our patients need. Or they call them members, what their members need.
Right.
Because these members have a fear of falling.
Yes.
And for Winslow to do his job to the level that he can really do it, we need to take that fear away.
Agreed.
So we tell people all the time, swing on by. You mm-hmm. want to see, you come by anytime that we're open. It takes 2 seconds, we can show it to you. And people are always really interested in it. I don't know if you've seen the same Winslow, but it's been pretty cool.
Many people have gained a lot of confidence by the harness alone. They've made huge gains just knowing that they're not going to fall. And they've been able to push their walking a little bit further than they would have even tried before. But yeah, like Chris said, if anybody wants to try it on, we have every single size and we're happy to just throw it on and let you take a test run, because sometimes that alone.
I think a great example is this location being next to the post office and Dean College and Franklin downtown. There's a good amount of foot traffic.
Sure.
And people have seen our sign and they've been curious about what it is. So we're an open door.
Yep.
Anytime people want to come in, we're happy to have a conversation with them. And once again, if we can help them, we talk about it. If we can't, we're very transparent. We say, hey, that might not be our space, or here's where you might want to consider going to.
Correct.
I think a great example was someone that Winslow is treating. I can't go into the details of it, but
of course.
He said, hey, you're not ready for physical therapy. You need to go be working with your doctor first, because it sounds like you need surgery.
Yeah. But that gives us a good point, because one of the questions I was going to ask is, what's kind of that intake process? So somebody does come in, walk in,
yeah,
check with the front door of you, and then you do kind of, oh, what do we do? What do you want? Et cetera.
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of things. That first, we start with, on the educational side, we want to be educated first and saying, what's going on in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So we ask questions. God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth to listen twice as much as we talk. So we want to hear about what's going on, and then we educate the patient on what we do here. And if there's a level of comfort, we move forward. And part of that is there's an intake process where we find out what kind of insurance you have. We do a verification of benefits where we don't like surprises. So before anyone starts their first session,
mm-hmm.
they understand, hey, do they have a copayment? Do they have a deduction? Are they in network? Are they out of network? It's just, I think, the nature of the business that you have to understand that. We do all that.
Mm-hmm.
We actually will reach out to your doctor for a referral if you choose us to do that. So we try to be a full service house when it comes to all of that.
So to simplify, based on what the person is saying, you then can anticipate potentially this might be some of the services, and then you validate with the insurance as to what is covered, what is not, and how, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct. And then at this point, there's kind of, I'll say, three spaces of evaluation that we'll do specifically. First would be a vestibular evaluation, which if you're having vertigo, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we'll be able to, again, leverage some of our technology and get a view of what your eyes are doing, looking for nystagmus, which will tell us which way to go with the treatment. And then the next would be more of a balanced side, where we go through a specific sensory organization test and look at where your balance deficits come from. Is it more your visual system? Is it more your proprioceptive system? Is it fully vestibular in nature? And then the third would be an orthopedic evaluation, which would be range of motion, strength, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Those evaluations we give an hour for, which gives us time to ask those questions, set those goals, and really make the best plan.
You know, and going back to the whole intake process, one of the things that we are offering today is for anyone that isn't sure if they have a balance issue or not, we offer a free balance screening.
Sure.
So we schedule you to come in. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And yep. Winslow, you want to kind of talk a little bit about what we do in that free balance screening?
Yeah, so a lot of people are, again, we've talked about nervous about falling. So they maybe had a recent fall. They felt like they were going to fall. And so we'll kind of have them come in, ask them some more almost probing questions into how that fall happened. Was it a slip on ice? Was it my legs gave way? I tripped over a rug in my house? Mm-hmm. And kind of what their scenario is, and then determine if they're appropriate. We've had some people come in and, you know, they struggle getting in from the car, and a definite person that would benefit from
right.
This balance therapy
yep.
and physical therapy in general. But then there's some people, you know, we had an 86-year-old who was a rock star. She came in, I think she almost ran when I asked her to walk. And that kind of person will say, you know what, at this time, you're doing awesome. Keep doing what you're doing right. and stay fall free.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, the question would be, why would some people come in for that balance screening? And to Winslow's point earlier, it's, have they fallen lately?
Yeah.
Do they struggle maybe getting in and out of chairs and things along mm-hmm. those lines? But part of it is also they're influenced by their family.
Yes.
You know, the family members might be a little concerned for them and things along those lines. And mm-hmm. and the story that Winslow just shared, that person came in and said, well, my family thinks I might be doing too much because I'm going hiking, I'm doing all these different things, and I'm in my mid-80s. And we watched her and we said, oh, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't change it. Let your family right. know you're doing great.
Right.
And then there's been some other folks who are saying, yeah, you know, we actually have a scale where we do things. We try not to do anything anecdotally. We try to do it with empirical evidence.
Yeah, evidence.
So with data.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Winslow has a whole rating scale where it has a numeric value next to it. And it comes back, and on this grading scale, it says, you're everything from a no risk to fall to a low risk to a fall to a moderate mm-hmm. to a high risk of falling. Right. And it's really interesting watching the patients listen and look at that data and say, okay, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we also leverage some different types of technology to see if you have vertigo and things along those lines. I don't know if you want to speak to that.
Yeah, so that was the iVolg goggles. They're a video recording goggle that when I put you in a specific test position, it will show your eye moving in an incorrect manner. And again, that will allow me to treat the correct canal
mm-hmm.
if there's a vertigo
right.
going on.
Yeah, because for somebody who may not be familiar with it, Chloe, maybe some of the seniors or have heard about vertigo, et cetera, but for those others, maybe you haven't got to that conversation point yet. So vertigo, as I understand it, clearly it's balance related, but it may also be just a miswiring to a certain extent in my terms of some of your senses in terms of how you're going to navigate.
Yeah, so the one that we primarily see is a positional vertigo, and within the inner ear, there's six canals, and they're supposed to work in unison. So
okay.
at times, one side is overworking while the other one is underworking, or there's these little crystals within the inner ear that are out of place, and they're really throwing off that equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people describe it as the room is spinning. I'm on the tea, the little teacups at Disney.
Yep.
That's how they feel. But all it takes to get there is a turning over in bed, a looking up or looking down to grab their pocketbook or something like that. So with these goggles, we're able to really get a good perspective and even look back because it's recorded. And I found that super helpful because at times you miss it. It's mm-hmm. short-lived, you know,
sure.
10 seconds, and it might be very mild, but we can look back and replay. And again, going back to the large network of physical, if I have a question, there is an expert within physical that I can send the videos to and ask for some guidance if something's a little bit out of mm-hmm. the ordinary from what I typically see.
Right.
And I think that's what makes really unique and different. That type of equipment, you normally have to go to a hospital mm-hmm. for you to have that service performed. I'm not saying there are no other physical therapies that do it, but there's very, very few.
Right.
And it was an intentional investment on our side because we felt we can't treat you appropriately if we can't assess your situation.
Correct.
accurately, and once again, not anecdotally, but with empirical evidence.
Yeah.
And by leveraging this technology, we can actually show the patient, we're saying, see your eye movement going this way?
Mm-hmm.
It means those crystals are in this canal, and this is how we're going to address it. Not only does our confidence go up that we're doing it correctly, but the patient's confidence goes up. And if everything goes according to plan, sometimes your treatment's shorter.
Yeah.
And that's the end state. The end state is to get you back up on your feet, doing what you want, so that you can reach your goals.
Yeah, because unfortunately, in the even using the social world to create awareness, clearly some of the experts, quote, air quotes here deliberately, you can't see it, but they're air quotes. Some of the experts are not necessarily experts, especially in some of the social channels. And that's where you've got both the experts, the bench, in the tools to do that data analysis to thereby say, yes, this is really what's happening, or no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Continue to do what you're doing.
100%. And I think the part for us that's great is we're not a one-trick pony where we're just balanced therapy. Mm-hmm. We're really, really good at balanced therapy, but we also do all these other things here from an orthopedic side, because what we see sometimes is people that need balanced therapy, it's good because it prevents another type of injury where you could fall. And if you think about when you fall, how do you fall? You put your hand down to brace the fall. Generally. So then you could snap your wrist. Fall and you land on your hip. Mm-hmm. Twist your knee, twist your ankle, getting out of the tub or the shower or something along those. Balance therapy is good because it's preventative.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you've unfortunately had those other incidents, we can address those too.
Sure.
And that's where our range comes in.
That sounds good. So if people are walking by and the door is available, open, 100%. Stop in, or I'm assuming the website has kind of a contact form they could reach out that way.
It does, yeah. So obviously we have a website. You can find us. We're www.physical. In addition to that, we have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, our signage downtown has been fantastic, where a lot of people have seen it. One of the questions we ask folks is, how did you hear about us?
Mm-hmm.
And it's either social, digital, or we saw your sign.
Right.
Or the best one, and this is the one where I get the most gratification, is we heard from someone else.
Yeah.
And I this one was great. Patient said to us, I was visiting my doctor, and I was in the waiting room, and I just struck up a conversation with another patient. We were just talking.
Right.
And one thing led to another, and the other patient told me about you guys. And for me, that was incredibly gratifying because, you know, that's patient advocacy for who we are.
Right.
And it's a direct reflection of Winslow and the team and what they're doing here. So I will not pretend to say that we're perfect, but we really work hard to do everything that you need. And I think it shows when we get those types of recommendations from other patients.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can at least attest to the sign, because part of my reporting, I do walking around and report on that. And then I saw, oh, there is a sign. Let's stop in and find out what these guys are doing.
We have had a few people come in asking, you know, if they can make a deposit, because they still think it's a Bank of America. But yeah, those are becoming less and less. But yeah, the sign has been great.
Right.
And I think every person that walks in, we always ask them if they have any suggestions for the vault. Because everyone knows is that 12,000-pound vault door.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it just adds character to our building and all the work that we do here.
There may be a special therapy session at some point in the vault, right?
You never know. We're open to suggestions.
You could evolve into that or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you for taking some time today. I think I know some more. Hopefully those listeners will have found out some more. And again, it's as easy as through the social, the website, stop in the door.
100%. Yeah. Thanks for the time today. Really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for taking the time to explain. And as a quick reminder for the folks, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.